Hello, GWA Backstage. How are you, people? This is my erotic mind, and I am here to answer my questionnaire for you, part 2. 50 questions by... Hello, I'm Emma. Hello, Emma. How are you? I just missed you, girl. So, let's start. Why did you pick your username? What does it mean to you? Well, I needed a sexy name for GWA, and I wanted something that translated my personality. And my goal here, that was put my mind, my erotic stuff inside of my mind, you know, to work. And I just came up with that, you know, my erotica mind, because I just love the sound of the word erotica more than erotic. I think sexy. So, wow. Yes, I just came up with that one. And it means to me a fresh new start. You know. I mean, a fight against depression is a brand new start for me again. But it means so much right now. What's your ideal sexy scenario in real life? Okay, this is really cliche, but I just have this dream, right? So, well, I am waiting for the guy. Can be a girl too, but lately I'm so straight. And I'm waiting for the guy in a beautiful red dress, a dark red dress, and my beautiful... high heels, velvet, red velvet high heels, and I'm just waiting so he, you know, just knock on the door, and I answer, and there he's dressed in a nice suit, and with a flower on his hand for me. Probably a red rose, because all my dates just, you know, bring me red roses. But if you could bring, you know, just a little pink lily, or a beautiful sunflower, I would love it, because I just love sunflowers. But I also love red roses, so, well, my guess. Feel free. Okay, so he's dressed fancy, I am dressed fancy too, and we are gonna watch The Phantom of the Opera. So he just hit me up, and we watched the musical, and he, well, and he bring me home, or maybe to a hotel. We start to kiss, and then we have the most beautiful romantic vanilla sex on this world. Oh my god, I'm so romantic slash vanilla. Don't tell anyone, okay? But yes, that's my ideal sexy scenario in real life. But this is just a dream, you know, not that real life. What is your best physical feature? My smile. Yeah, everyone just says that it's so spontaneous and beautiful and large and, you know, sexy. So I just agree. My smile. Maybe someday I'll show you guys. Who is your dream date? And they can be real or celebrity, but celebrity are real people. And what will you do on your dream date? I think that was more dream date. Well, I would date with David Anders. And we would have the ideal scenarios, you know. Dream. That's it. to you, what is the sexiest accent? Okay, I'm just assuming that you're talking about English. I mean, people speaking English, so. Irish. I'm sorry, guys, everyone, but I just can't resist an Irish guy, an Irish accent. So, Irish. What is the first thing you notice on the opposite sex? Believe me or not, the voice. I mean, the guy can be a god, but if he has some weird voice, maybe it doesn't work. So, yeah. What's the nicest thing someone has done for you? Okay. I just cry when I remember this story, so I hope I can tell you. I fight against depression since I was 18 and I am turning 33 this year. So I was having a shitty week, and in my birthday I just took my day off and I went to the Outback. That is a huge restaurant here. I just love it. They sing happy birthday to you, etc. And I was there with a friend, my best friend in the whole world. She's so special to me. And I was there just eating and I said, okay, let's have a great time here. I was kind of broken that time, but I just, you know, saved some money. And after all, I just asked to pay the bill, and the waitress took a little bit longer. Oh my god, I'm still already crying. Okay. And she came to me and she said, I don't know how to say it, but someone just paid your bill. And I said, what? What happened? I mean, it was the wrong bill. Do I have to pay the person's bill? Is it so expensive? And she said, no. There was a person here just watching you. And the person asked me, I want to pay her bill. And she even asked to that person if the person knows me, whatever. And she said, no. The person said no. Actually, I don't know if it was a he or she. And the person made her promise that she would never tell me who was. And I'm sorry. I mean, and that's it. Someone paid my bill. I didn't actually need it. It wasn't a need, you know. I was just celebrating a birthday on a really expensive restaurant to cheer me up, and some angel just paid my bill. Sorry, guys. Well, that day was so special. I never forgot it. I mean, it's been, what, 4 or 5 years maybe? I still remember. And I still feel like... I never could thank for the person. And since that time, I never deny any food for anyone. I never did, but now it's a stronger thing, you know? I mean, every time that I have money and someone asks me, you know, just please give me something to eat. I just take the person, go to a bar or something, and I always buy or lunch or dinner or maybe a sandwich, a big one.
and some soda and maybe a candy, you know, just the full meal. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I really get so emotional with that one. But it was the nicest thing that someone has done for me, and I'm so thankful. So thankful. Okay, let's stop. 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 I'm sorry, guys. I'm better now. Sorry. Okay, let's move on. Have you ever had phone sex? Is this okay to ask? Well, you're asking, so yes, I think so. And yes, I had phone sex, Skype sex, sexting. Yeah, I had many ways of sex. So, yes. Are you a jealous person? I believe that everyone actually has the little jealous devil inside. But I get controlled. I mean, I can feel it, but I don't let it, you know, I don't release the beast. So, yes, I am a little bit jealous person, but I control that. I don't want to fuck any kind of relationship. Okay. What was the best in real life sex experience you've ever had? Oh my God. I don't know. Didn't have to be actual sex. I think my hugest adventure was when I was inside of a traveling bus and I just met this guy, I don't know even his name, and we started to talk, and then suddenly we were just, you know, he was playing with my, you know, my parts, my lady parts, my whatever. And I was just jerking off him. So yeah, we kind of came like this only on the hand job. And in the end, I went to my seat. He went to his. And that's it. Well, whatever. That's I don't know if it's the sexy experience, but it was really sexual thing. Okay, what's your favorite holiday? Christmas. Yeah, for sure. I love Christmas, and I love all those colors. And those balls, those bright things, so amazing. Just love it. Yeah. Christmas. And the musics. I just listen to Christmas musics the whole year. Okay, have you ever been in love? Yes, unfortunately. And it was kinda, I don't know. Yes, several times actually. Okay. Does you so asshole what know about you and GWA? What was their reaction? And if they don't know, how come? Okay. The person that I may be seeing now or not, yes, he knows, and I will make a special audio for him, and he just, you know, say yes, so good, and just only whatever. Seeing someone is not a serious relationship, so I don't know what to say. Okay. Biggest sexual regret. I don't have regrets of my sexual. Maybe I could be, you know, I wanted to be naughty for a longer time. I was so, you know, oh, don't touch me, don't touch me. I think that everything went just fine, actually. I could be not here, but it's not a regret, actually. So, no regrets. What always cheers you up? Hot weather, for sure. I just love it. I just feel free. I just feel good. The sun on my skin. Just love it. Okay. If you're trapped in a room with someone you have a crush on and you only have an hour with them, what would you do? I know what would I actually do, but I want to think that I would say, well, hi, I have a crush on you. And that's it. Can we kiss? But I'm not that brave, so I don't know. Just talk. Hey. Okay, I'm such a coward. Okay. What do you like best about GWA? The freedom and the respect. I mean, people respect here, the, you know, the posters and lurkers. We kind of respect people here. And we feel free. You know, here the kinks become audios. So it's really a free place. The darkest to the vanilla is just freedom. It's beautiful. Would you be my friend? Yes, Emma, just, you know, text me. I mean, send me a PM and we can talk. Of course I would. Okay, so that's it. I hope you enjoyed my answers and sorry about crying, but it is a really emotional thing for me. So that's it. Good night, everyone, or good morning, or whatever. Okay. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.